Balaram Purnima ki aap sabko badhai ho. You have congratulation. Congratulations for Balaram Purnima Raksha Bandhan ki.
Yes.
So you are all welcome at Sri Sri Radha Golokanand Temple, ISKCON Phoenix, for celebration of most auspicious Balaram Purnima, appearance day of Lord Baladev, commonly known as Raksha Bandhan. So when we say Raksha Bandhan, Raksha means protection. And Bandhan is actually a sacred thread. When we tie, then we give protection. So protection is given by the one who is Balaram, the one who is Baladev, one who is mighty with a transcendental all strength. So when I was meditating how this is called Raksha Bandhan, why this word Raksha, from where this word Raksha has come. It is said in Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 2nd chapter, Sri Krishna in Goloka Dham, after the 6 children of Devaki were murdered by Kansa, then Krishna in Golok Dham, he called upon Yoga Maya. This Yoga Maya is number 5 spiritual energy of the out of the 9 of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. The first one is Vimala and the 5th one is Yoga Maya. And then Krishna ordered Yoga Maya that because of the Kansa's of fever, because of Kansa's fear, Yaduvanshis are filling all around, they are leaving their kingdom. So, I am Vishwatma, I am Jagannath, I am Jagatpati, but now I am appearing as Yadupati. So to make them fearless, to give them protection, you, Yoga Maya, Braje Gacha, you go to the Braja. Nanda Gokulam, where Nanda Baba's Gokul is. Go, Gopa Alankritam, where there are cowherd boys and where there are cows, go there and make them fearless, give them protection. And Yogma said, how I give protection? And then Krishna told to Yoga Maya, Devakyam Jathare Garbham, into the womb of Devaki, Shesh Akhyatam, one who is called Shesh. Actually, Shesh means there's nothing left behind. It is complete. Shesh Ashesh. Shesh means there's nothing left behind. It is complete. It is full. Akhyatam means one which is called. Who is Shesh? Dhamma Mamakam, Krishna is saying, he is my first expansion. Dhamma means expansion or answer. Mamakam, he is mine expansion. He will give protection. He will give protection. He will make them fearless. This Balabhadra, then Krishna said, I have requested him to appear in the womb of Devaki. Why? To establish Ananta, Shesh there, as my seat. But Krishna said, I am going to appear in the womb of Devaki, so there needs to be seat for me. And I always have my bed that is called Shesh Shaya. I always take rest on the Shesh. Shantakaram Bhujag Shainam. Bhujag is Anantashesh. So Balaram has entered into the womb of Mother Devaki to establish Shesh there as my seat. But he is the eternal son of Rohini. And he has to go there and give protection to the Yaduvansa. He is Balabhadra. So you, Sankrishna, you pull him from the womb of Devaki into the womb of Rohini. Then Krishna thought for a while, well, these people usually have very less intelligence. They only calculate by their tiny brain something. Like here, people always said, why you are saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ram came first. Why you are saying Hare Krishna first? People always ask this type of question. It's not really very valid and wise question, but people have this mentality to ask. So Krishna thought, maybe people will say Balaram appeared before Krishna, so Balaram is bigger. He's the senior, or he's the Supreme Lord, and Krishna is coming next. So very intelligently Krishna told Yogamaya that Baladev, which you will pull from the womb of Devaki to the Rohini, because you pull, his name will be Sankrishna. And because he will give pleasure to the Braja, so he will be called Rama, one who gives pleasure. And he will be very powerful and mighty, therefore he will be called Baladev. So Krishna named Balaram, he initiated Balaram before his birth. So the one who initiates is a spiritual master. So Krishna has established this truth that the one which I am sending before me, he is my expansion, he is my expansion, and these are his name which will, he will be glorified by these names because of his different qualities. And then Krishna told to Yogamaya, and then you appeared as my Anuja, younger sister, as my younger sister to Mother Yashoda. Now here Krishna says to the Devi, you are sister, my sister, you are going to be my younger sister, and you have to this job of taking Balaram from here to Rohini's womb and to give protection to Yaduvansis. So this sister is obliging the brother and giving protection to Yaduvansi and sacrificing herself. She is sacrificing herself as being sister of Krishna. She will come to the Kansa's prison house and Kansa will, literally he is going to smash on the stone, but she is energy of the Supreme Lord, so she will slip out of the hand of Kansa, appear in the sky with eight bhuja, with eight arms, and then tell to Kansa, you are fool number one. Already the one who is destined to smash you, kill you, has already appeared somewhere. And Kansa will be really fearful like anything. It is also said when Balaram appeared in the womb of Devaki, Devaki has harsha shoka. She was very jubilant because she was knowing this is not the one as I have the previous pregnancy. Because I don't feel any discomfort. It must be what the demigods proclaimed. What that unseen voice proclaimed. And Devaki were very jubilant because of that. But then, all of a sudden, Yogamaya, under her influence, did the miscarriage to the Devaki. So she was having shock. She was lamenting what happened. But now, there's go the word which Krishna told to the Yogamaya, that Vasudev's Bharya Rohini, along with other wives of Vasudev, they are staying in cognition, in hiding places, in Nanda Gokul. So Zruhini was staying in Mathura when six children of Devaki were killed by Kansa, and at that time Zruhini was 7 months pregnant. So out of fear of Kansa, Vasudev asked Akrura, secretly take Ruhini and give in protection of Nanda Maharaj and Nanda Gokul. So Ruhini was taken from Mathura secretly to Nanda Gokul. Now Yogamaya, by her influence on the Ruhini, that Ruhini was feeling there is something happening in my womb, I am feeling discomfort, maybe I am having miscarriage. And then Yogamaya appeared to Ruhini and told, don't worry, I am establishing the expansion of Krishna, your own eternal son Baladev, in your womb. This is the order of Krishna for the protection of Yaduvans. And then Ruhini was satisfied, and within 5 days after that exchange or transfer of the embryo, on this day, the middle of the day, the midday, Balaram manifested himself in Nanda Gokul, and Nanda Baba had a great festival. He gave 100,000 of cows to the Brahmins. He invited great Brahmins to chant the Swasti Vachan for the Balaram's auspiciousness. But somehow, beautiful, the white like milk, the color of the Balaram is like white like cotton, white like milk, like camphor, very beautiful. It's called Gauravaran. So one day, interestingly, in a Kumbh Mela 1972, Prabhupada went during Ardh Kumbh Mela, and Prabhupada's one of the disciples, Madhuvesh, he was speaking on that time that Krishna and Balaram has no difference. The only difference is of color. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Charitamrita writes that Kaviraj, Dono, two, both brothers, Ek Tanu, they are non-different, but they are the only different of color. Krishna is Ghanashyam, he is like a monsoon cloud, and Balaram is Gauravaran, he is like a camphor, but this is the only difference. And then another disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Mother Jamuna, and she was really very much like attached to Prabhupada and hearing always Prabhupada speaking Bhagavatam in a Raganuga Bhav type attachment she had. And she said, no, this is not the only difference between Krishna and Balaram. Radharani or Radha Raman is only Krishna, not Balaram. The Radharani can only be enjoyed by Krishna, not by Balaram. This is a big difference. But you said, no, Shastra says they are same, only color is different. And Jamuna said, no, there is a difference also because of the Radharaman is Krishna. And then Tamal Krishna Goswami heard all this hot discussion. He went to Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada, Madhudvesh is saying, there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. It is only difference of color. One is Shyam Varan and other is Gaur Varan. Prabhupada said, that is right. Then Tamal Krishna Goswami said, but Yamuna is saying, Yamuna Devi is saying, there is another difference in Krishna. That Krishna is Radharaman, Balaram is not. Prabhupada said, that's also right. Now Tamal Krishna Goswami was bewildered. He said, Prabhupada, how the two different statements can be right? Prabhupada said, you are also right. You are also right. then Maharaj asked Goswami Maharaj, so what is actually state of this? You decide. But Prabhupada wanted to say, absolute truth cannot be really completely known by anybody. That's what Prabhupada has in one lecture. Atma na labhena balahina. Not by any effort, jap, tap, dan, yajna, by these you can never know Supreme Lord. You can only know when you have the mercy of Balaram. This balahina means those who have no mercy of Balaram. And then Prabhupada went on to say, same Balaram appeared as a Nityananda. And it is the mercy of the Nityananda, it is the mercy of Balaram that can enable us to understand Krishna. So Balaram, when appeared in Nanda Gokul, he was very beautiful. Gaura Varana, not opening his eyes, not drinking milk, was just lying there, but waiting for something. Everybody was surprised. Nanda Baba said, so beautiful child, Rani is so blessed with wonderful, beautiful child, but he's not opening eyes. Eyes, what is this? Everybody was really very much concerned, until Vasudev in the middle of the night left Krishna in Gokul. And that Krishna, when merged into the Nanda Nandan Krishna, this is some quite confidential pastime only explained by the Acharyas, that the Vasudeva Krishna who appeared in 400 form in the prison house of Kamsa was the incarnation or the avatar. Krishna as the avatar, Vasudeva Krishna. But the Krishna who appeared as the son of Yashoda is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So one is the incarnation or the avatar, and one is the Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained this topic, that there are two words in the Sanskrit text. One word Krishna is telling to Yogamaya, you become my Anuja, my younger sister. So if there is no elder brother to Yashoda, elder son to Yashoda, then how can the Yogamaya can be younger sister? So there must be brother. The second reason Chakravarti Pad is giving is, it is said that Nanda Baba has done Jata Karma Sanskar, which means cutting the umbilical cord. That's called Jata Karma Sanskar. So if what Vasudev has brought from Mathura all the way to Gokul, was there was no umbilical cord cut? How can that be? It means Yashoda has given a birth to the child, and that ceremony was performed in Nanda Gokul. Then where that Vasudeva Krishna went, which Vasudeva brought, who appeared as a four-handed arm in front of the Vanandan Yashoda in the prison house, he merged into the transcendental body of Nandanandan, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And now this Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Ansa Bhagena, with all his different incarnation, merging into himself, when he appeared, and he has a very special fragrance coming from his transcendental body, and Balaramji was smelling that in the same house, and when he saw, when Krishna, that baby Krishna, he came near in the range of Balaram, then he only opened eyes, and he had a darshan of Balaram. Balaram had a darshan of Krishna. So he was completely dedicated to Krishna as a servitude god. He only opened his eyes and saw first thing was Krishna. That's same thing for Radharani. When she appeared, she was not opening eyes until unless Krishna was brought there at the Virshabhanu Bhavan on the instruction of Narada Muni. So this Balaramji now is jubilant and happy in Gokula Vrindavan. The main part which we will discuss today is our swarup as a living entities is to render loving devotional service to Supreme Lord. Unmotivated, uninterrupted loving service to the Radha Govinda is our only dharma. Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Das. Uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service with a loving sentiments, bhava, rendered to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna is our swarupa, is our internal identity, is our constitutional position. But who will teach us how to render service to Krishna? What are the different bhavas or the rasa in which we as a living entity render service to Krishna? What are those rasas? Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, Sakhya rasa, Vatsalya rasa, Madhurya rasa. So these are the different sentiments as neutral, as servitude, as friendship, as paternal love, as Madhurya love, or the conjugal love. These are our different, some of our different relationship which every living entity have with Krishna. But who will teach us? So for this teaching purpose, Sri Krishna expanded himself as Balaram to teach us how to render uninterrupted, unmotivated, devotional, loving service to the lotus feet of Krishna. He appeared to teach us the servitude. How? Through the medium of his spiritual master. Because Balaram is the Guru Tattva. He is empowering the spiritual master to teach us how to render service to the Sri Radha Govindev. That's what every day we sing in the morning in the Mangal Arati. Shivigrara dhana nityanana shringara tana mandir majanado yuktasya bhaktamscha naya jantopi Bande Guru Sri Charanarabhin. So it is the spiritual master, he will teach us how to decorate the Supreme Lord, how to render service, how to clean temple. So this spiritual master is getting all this energy, all this mercy, all this strength from where? Balaram. So it is the appearance of the Balaram who gives the strength. So what is actually spiritual master? He is personification of the strength of Balaram, a spiritual strength of the Balaram, which coaches, which teaches, which tutelage the disciple to render loving, uninterrupted, unmotivated service to the lotus feet of Radha Govindevaji. That is the Tattva of Balaram. Balaram is Vishnu Tattva because he is the first expansion of Krishna. And from this Balaram, for the creation, he manifests himself in four, and in fifth, he manifests himself to render personal service to Krishna. So he expands himself for creation. Why there is creation? Why the living entities are created in this material world? Because they were lying at the time of pralaya in a slumber of sleep. Creation is a chance giving to the living entities to untie their bondage, to get relief from the suffering of the death and birth, come back home, back to Godhead. So there is the mercy of the Supreme Lord to do creation. But creation is done by Krishna through Balaram. Balaram expands himself as Anantashesh to hold this planet, not only Earth, but all planetary system. Gama Vishyancha Bhutani Dharyami Am Ojsa Pushnani Chosadi Sarva Somo Atma Rasatmakam. I enter, Krishna says, into all the planetary system and Earth to maintain all into their orbit through Balaram, Anantashesh. Just imagine, he has unlimited hoods, and on each hood there is one planet, and that planet is like a mustard seed or a just piece of cotton on the hood of Anantashesh. He is holding everything on this every planet, all these planets. So this Anantashesh then expand as Mahavishnu, Karunadakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Kshirodakshai Vishnu. For creation, Balaram expands. It means he gives mercy to the living entities. And then he empowers the spiritual masters, unlimited chain of his spiritual master, to reclaim all those living entities back home, back to Godhead. This is Balaram's special activity in the Krishna Leela. In one form, he as a Baladev always render personal service to Krishna. And I just told, in five rasas, Balaram, in all five rasas, in all five melos, renders service to Krishna. As a Shanta rasa, he becomes all the paraphernalia for Krishna, from bed to seat to poof, the worship paraphernalia, his plate, his spoon, his everything, his cloth, his flute, everything is expansion of Balaram. Whole Golok Dham is expansion of Balaram. Brahmaji, in one of the kalpas, you know, Krishna is appearing along with Balaram. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is appearing in one day of Brahma at the last part of the 28th four yuga cycle. So Krishna is appearing repeatedly in each day of Brahma. So in one of the kalpa, Garga Sahanta described the Brahma along with the Prithvi Devi and Shankarji and other demigods. He entered through the hole created on the covering of material universe by the big toe of the right foot of Vaman Dev. And then there's a water on the other side of the covering. And that water is called Brahma Dravya, that is Ganga. And that washes the big toe of Vaman Dev, and then came down, and Brahmaji got it into his kanmandal, and then Shankar held in his on his head, there is Ganga. So Brahma Dravya, and Brahmaji entered through that hole along with all other demigods headed by Shiva, and they immediately saw whole Brahma Dravya, all body of water, and floating in that body of water are innumerable universes of the size of a ball, like football. And there were unlimited universes that are right there. And then there was a Vraja river. A Vraja river, which is the boundary between the material and the spiritual world. And Brahmaji crossed that. And then he saw a brilliant million suns shining like a Brahma Jyoti. And he passed through that. And then he saw white Anantashesh. And that was in the form of his coil. And that on in the middle of the coil, there was Golok Vrindavan. So this Dham is whole manifestation of Balaramji. Then he saw in that Golok Vrindavan on Ratan Singhasan Radha Govindevji. And then personally he requested them that all the time the incarnations are coming from Kshirodakshai Vishnu. But this time particularly we are requesting, please you appear. And then Krishna at that time told to Brahma, yes, I will appear. And you go and arrange all the demigods to appear in the Yaduvans. And when Brahma left, then Krishna told to Baladev, now before me you have to go. So Baladev came down from Golok into his own abode, and he has his own chariot which is driven by Samati. His chariot driver is Samati. Krishna's chariot driver is Daruka, and Balaram's chariot driver is Samati. He asked Samati to bring his chariot, and that chariot has a flag which is marked with Tala Vriksha. Therefore, one of the name of Balaram is Tala Dvaja Anka, the one whose flag is marked with Tala tree. Like Arjun's one name is Kapi Dvaja, the one whose flag is marked with Hanuman. And Vishnu is called Garuda Dvaja, the one whose flag is marked with Garuda. So Balaram is called Tal Anka Dvaja. And that at that time, from different Vaikuntha, Swet Deep Vaikuntha, Ramanik Deep Vaikuntha, from different Vaikunthas, different Anantas are coming with many, many hoods, with nice, helmets on their head, and they all entered into Baladev. They merged into Balaram. And then Balaram called upon his weapon, Musal and Hal, they came as a person, and his kavach is special. He told, now I am going in Gokul. Krishna has asked me, you all should always be ready when I call you to appear there. Now you just stay here. And then came the king of Navat Kavach. Navat Kavach, they are asuras. They are daitya, and their king is called Kali. And he told to Balaramji, I am your eternal servitude. I am serving you. How can I stay back when you are going? And then Balaram said, don't worry. You appear as a son of Dhritarashtra, as a Duryodhan. And I will be your guru and teach you the club fighting, Gada Yudh. And then came the Nag Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Balaram. Said, how can I stay back here? I have to go with you too. Now Balaramji has to say that right now there is daughter of Revat. She is in Brahmalok. You just enter into the body of Revati, because Brahma will advise them, and they will bring the Revati down, and they will marry me, Revati, and within the Revati, you, Nag Lakshmi, appear there within Revati, and then you will be my consort in Dwarka. We will have always first time in Dwarka. So then who is Revati? Excellent. Garga Sahita, this question is asked. The whole Balaram Khand, or the Balaram portion of the group of chapters, is starting with a question. Krishna has 16,108 queens, and each queen gave birth to 10 sons and 1 daughter. And each son has again many sons and daughters. So unlimited, Krishna's genealogy cannot be counted actually. But what is the reason Balaram has no issue? Balaram has no children. Then the Rishi is speaking, this Manvantar we are living is a 7th Manvantar. It's called Vivaswat Manvantar. The Manu is Vivaswan, son of Vivaswan, Vivaswat, the one who was imparted Bhagavad Gita knowledge by Krishna. Before this Manu was Chakshus Manu. And the Chakshus Manu has a daughter, Jyotishmati. And this beautiful daughter one day, Chakshus Manu asked, so which type of groom you want for you as a husband? It's the most powerful one. Then Chakshus Manu called the Indra, you are the most powerful. Tell me truth. Are you really powerful among everybody? Then I will hand over my daughter to you. And then he said, if you tell lie, the earth said, I cannot take the load of liar. So please tell truth. And Indra said, Vayu is more powerful than me. Then Vayu was called. He said, are you powerful? He said, no. All these big mountains, they are more powerful. I cannot move them. So then all the mountain, head of the mountain was called. Are you powerful? So no. This Prithvi, this Dharani is more powerful. She is holding us. Then Bhumandal was called. Say, what do you think? You are powerful. No. Anantashesh is powerful. He is holding us. And then it is decided she will marry to Anandadev. And she was doing austerities to marry Balaram. And all the demigods were captivated by her beauty now. And they wanted to marry. And they all came and they were proposing. And she became angry and she was so in anger that all the 14 planetary system, they were shaking. And demigods, they bowed down. Please don't curse us. But she cursed everybody. She said, Indra, you will be conquered by some demon and will be imprisoned in Lanka. So Meghnath, Indrajit conquered Indra. So he gave curse to every demigod. And then Indra became angry. And he counter-cursed. Okay, you may get the husband, Anand says, but you will never have a festival of born son. So now Jyotishmati, she was doing tapasya. Brahmaji was satisfied. Brahma appeared there in this high up in the sky and told, yes, I am satisfied with tapasya. What do you want? Say, I want Anant Shesh as my husband. Say, all right, this is Satya Yuga. Now the Treta Yuga, Dwapur end will come. Then Balaram will appear and you get married to her. He said, no, I need now. If you delay this, I will also curse you. Now, Brahmaji said, all right. Right now, the king from the Sun dynasty by name Revat had his daughter Revati. And he has come to Satyalok, to the Brahma, to ask to whom I should marry my daughter. And at that time, Brahma is listening to the concert by Ha Ha and Hu Gandharva. And because of the concert, the time passed. He said, now Satya is past, Dwapur is past, so Tirtha is past, Dwapur is at the end. You immediately go. You immediately go and appear into the body of Revati. Then you will get immediately the husband Baladev. So that Jyotishmati, she appeared there into the body of Revati, and then Nag Lakshmi came and entered into the body of the Revati, and then Revat brought the Revakti down on the planet, and then he brought to the place which is in a Dwarka Mandal. There is a place where the Devaki, where Revati and Balaram is married, and that place is called where there is Dattatreya's temple, Girnar. Girnar is a place where Krishna and Balaram's beautiful temple is there, and there is a place where Revati married to Balaram. So when Revati was brought by Revat, she was from Satya Yuga, and her height was 15 feet. And Balaram was from Dwarapur Yuga. He was almost 8 feet, 9 feet maybe. He said, wife is like 15 feet, 18 feet, what to do? Then he got his, he says, he called for his pillow, "My Hull, please come." And Hull came. And he just pulled the Hull up, put into the choti here, and then pulled Revati down. And he made a foot little less than Balaramji, and then they made it. So, two few more things to add. How to get rid of life and death? What is the process to get the rid of life and death? Very nice question. Very simple process. If we are really sincere, chant with me right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And go on chanting this. You will be relieved from the birth and death forever. On the top of that, what I am speaking right now from the Bhagavatam, and what all other will speak in future, in the Parampara Bhagavatam, particularly the appearance of Krishna and his different pastimes, if you understand them in tattva, in essence, then your cycle of birth, death is completely finished. So this is Janmashtami, maybe the time you learn the transcendental appearance of Krishna, like I am speaking right now, Balaram appearance. Is it possible to take the 7-month womb from to embryo from one body to the other body? No. But it happened. This is the question asked by Parikshit Maharaj in the first chapter of 10th canto. And first question is, Sukhdev Goswami, you has counted Balaram as son of Devaki. And then also you have counted Balaram as son of Rohini. How can be one son of two mothers without change of body? This is the first question asked by Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami. So, Baladev's appearance is transcendental. Now I am just concluding by saying something practical. Balaram has his main weapon. What is called? Hull. And what is the function of Hull? To plow the land, to make the land ready for really putting the seed. So Balaram's plow's function is to make the heart of a devotee ready for sowing the seed of devotional service. His plow is meant for that purpose. But the plow, if goes deep into the heart, and why you need to prepare the field? What is wrong with the field? why you need the plow to prepare the field? Why? Because field has so many unwanted plantations. Unwanted plantation in the fields needs to be root out. Then you can plow, then you can sow the plant or the seed of devotional service. So all unwanted anarathas or offenses which are deep into the heart of a devotee, it is the plow of the Balaramji through the instruction of spiritual master deeply dig into the heart, and the most dangerous and most difficult unearth is false ego and envy. Very difficult to take out from the depth of the heart. It's only the sharp point of the plow of Balaram, if it goes really deep down into the heart and he pulls it by his mercy, then all these unwanted weeds which are in the heart of a devotee in the form of kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, and particularly ahankar, are the ego and the envy, which are two dangerous things, very difficult to take out. Balaramji can do that, and then field is ready for planting the seed of devotional service. And then Krishna has a nice instrument in his hand. What is that? Murali, flute. And then Krishna will play on his flute. And when heart is ready, by Balaram's plow, the field is ready, then the devotee will run like the gopis to render everything as a service to Krishna. Then he will give up all the material attachment which are actually within the heart as ties which are not allowing us to go near to Krishna. He will untie all those things. So we should pray to Balaram today on his appearance day. Mercifully use that flow deep down into our heart and take out all the unwanted weeds and let the devotional creeper grow there, and then let the love, transcendental service mood manifest within the heart of the devotees. That is the prayer we should render today to Balaramji. Then Balaram killed many asuras. Out of those two asuras he killed in Vrindavan. One is Dhenukasur, other is Pralambasur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, these two asuras, the two demons, you know Dhenukasur, H demon, which means ignorance. S means ignorance. And what is the S? Biggest foolishness, always carrying load for a bunch of grass which is available free. It is all, we are carrying the burden of karma like ash, and we are ignorant. If that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, devotee has to endeavor himself to clear. And the other Pralambasur represented lust. There is very much attachment in this world that lusty desires, that is Pralambasur. And that is also killed by Balaram. That another offense which is within the heart of the devotee has to be removed by a devotee himself by sadhana and by endeavor. These two other offenses are also, the other demons also represent some offense, but the Balaram, which two offenses, there is the seventh verse of Sikshastakam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that these offenses has to be removed by devotee by his sadhana and efforts. So we have to really give up all this load of karma very quickly and completely come to the Krishna's lotus feet for rendering devotional service. Otherwise, it is the S-like mentality that if I don't do, then everything will stop. This is foolishness. Nothing will stop in this world when we go. It will go better than when we are not here. We think that we are holding everything. It's not really true. So, Balaram is doing everything. So, pray Balaram that he clean our hearts and we should have pure love for Radha Golokanand. Shri Shri Balaram appearance day ki. Shri Shri Radha Golokanand ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.